Warning, March Madness has begun, and Joel is not happy about how Michigan State was seeded.
It was bullshit.
And I am pissed Tennessee lost to Auburn in the SEC Championship. We got dealing with a lot of shit here, people.
Yeah.
Listener discretion is advised.
They beat Michigan fucking three times this year, and they get the same number two seed in a tougher division. It's bullshit.
You done?
Bullshit.
Are you done now?
I suppose.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 26th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man is surprised to find an uninvited guest in his bathroom.
Where was he hiding?
In his bathroom.
Okay. Florida man, stealing beer that's in a can. Look out, here comes Florida man.
A Florida woman wigs out at the hair salon.
And a couple of Florida men crowdsourced their dad's birthday present.
Plus, the Florida Men Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty on this.
We are. And actually, speaking of V-mail, we did get a voicemail this week.
We again. Did?
Yeah, from Koneth, whose real name is Chris. He's our patron from Germany. So he sent us a little message. He's discovered that Germany has the equivalent of a Florida man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, you got a voicemail?
Yeah, let me play this for you.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Joel. This is Koneth, one of your patrons. Well, as you may know, I live in Germany, and I'd like to think that we Germans get less batshit crazy headlines than you fools over there in the U.S. However, well, that has turned out to be wrong. I found the German equivalent of Florida man. He's called Saxony man. Now, I have translated three German news stories for you. To be honest, I can't be bothered to read them to you as well, so you'll have to go through them yourselves and decide if you want to include any of these in your show as a bonus from overseas. That's it from me. Thank you so much for making the show. I enjoy it every time. And yeah, keep it up, guys.
That is badass.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Chris, a.k.a. Koneth. So yeah, I picked one of those three stories that he sent. You could read the, read in the, email that he sent if you want to read the other two, but, yeah, so Saxony police have arrested a man who allegedly smuggled more than 2 pounds of heroin. However, the drugs only surfaced after they sent the man to a hospital. Searches of his car and home revealed more suspicious items. On Monday night, police in the Saxony town of Pima noticed a Porsche driver who was struggling to park his car. They performed a routine traffic stop and noticed multiple small round containers in the man's pockets. According to the police report, these were so-called body packs that are commonly used to smuggle drugs internally. The containers must be swallowed to avoid detection. Officers sent the man to a local hospital for examination, where about 70 containers of heroin exited his body in the natural way.
He shit 70 containers of heroin?
70 containers of heroin. The amount of illegal substances recovered was over 2 pounds. I've had a 2 pound shit before, I think.
Oh, I know I have. But it wasn't packed with heroin.
No. According to a preliminary investigation, the suspect had traveled to India and returned to Germany via Austria. Searches of his car and apartment uncovered, apart from multiple thousands of euros of cash, a modified pneumatic gun, a nunchuck, and a switchblade knife. All three items are illegal in Germany. A pneumatic gun, I think that's like an airsoft.
Yeah.
The man has been charged with smuggling of illegal substances, among other charges, the police report states.
Damn. You know, this is why I don't do drugs.
That's why?
This is one reason I don't do drugs. Number one, I don't do drugs. When I'm drinking this Tito's, I know that Tito's
hasn't been in somebody's ass.
Hadn't been in somebody's ass, number one. But the main reason is that I know it was created and brewed in Texas. I think Austin, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where that shit has been. That you're going to buy heroin off the street that's been in somebody's ass.
Yeah. Could have been multiple asses. Because you don't know how many borders it had to cross. Yeah. No quality control.
Body caps, body packs. Is that like a little
There's.
I guess they don't dissolve, obviously. But you so right. you just it just goes through your body and you shit them out and yep. Then how do you get them out of the toilet?
Well, you have to fish them out.
Do you shit in a strainer?
No, you probably just shit into the toilet and then reach in
and
there.
And then dig them out?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know
if I don't know.
If you had a power shit, it would go whoosh and over the thing and you're done.
Well, maybe they use one of those hats like they do when you're doing a stool sample for the doctor. You ever had one of those?
No, Joel, I have not.
It's like a little bowl that has a very
you
wide
shit in
lip.
A bowl?
Well, yeah, you sit it on the rim, and then you put the seat over top of it, and it's just a bowl that sits there, and you got to shit into it, like if the doctor needs a stool sample.
I mean, you still got to dig them out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they pay them good money.
No wonder the heroin's so damn expensive.
I wouldn't know.
For me. Well, that's not the point. The point is, it's like, God almighty, unless you shit in a strainer and you could wash it, take the water hose outside and wash it off, yeah. Wash it through, but now you got shit in the yard, but it's...
Well, but I mean, how many animals, you don't know how many animals shit in your yard at night, too.
Well, that's different. I don't mind the animals shitting in the yard, I just don't want humans shit in the yard. That's got to be against the HOA somewhere.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Well, Conath, I am always... fascinated by the uniqueness of people of how they smuggle drugs. And 70 containers of heroin. And then somebody in the jail, here we go, back to the jail.
Uh-huh.
Who's in charge of collecting the evidence?
Well, apparently it's somebody at the hospital.
Oh, the hospital, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nurse. They're trained to deal with that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have shit class? You have how?
Yeah, because they got to take stool samples.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I'm not. That's why I'm never doing heroin.
Yeah, Saxony. So if you ever go to Germany, just know that Saxony is the equivalent of Florida.
Damn,
that's on the east side. I looked it up.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah, former East German state.
All right. Well, Conath.
But I'd like to know. I know we've got lots of other international listeners. I'd like to know what the equivalent of Florida man is in some of the other countries now. This has piqued my interest. I know we've got listeners in Australia. I'm guessing it's Perth.
Perth?
Perth, Australia.
That's what you're going with?
Either that or Tasmania.
Okay.
Tasmania. It's got to be Tasmania. That's. I'm guessing. Listeners from Australia, tell us. Is Tasmania the Florida of Australia?
Huh.
And any other country, too. We've got a lot of listeners from the UK and Canada. What would you say Canada's Florida is?
Canada's Florida?
Yeah.
Florida. They're all fucking here.
That's true.
We're in season. They're all here.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it takes me an hour to get to the damn interstate.
Yeah, we don't worry about that northern border, do we?
No.
We want to build the wall on the southern border.
God almighty. No.
Just they're all here. Flood in from up north. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks.
That's badass. Thank you, sir. Yeah. That's awesome.
Phil, do you got anything else going on this week? Or?
Yeah, no. No.
No, no more. No. No more. No. Promos.
No, I had one of those snap moments at work today.
Like a flash of brilliance.
Oh no. No, where you snap.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to go postal. I'm going to
kick somebody's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I wanted at 11 o'clock today was a pack of almonds.
Mm-hmm.
A little pack of almonds out of the vending machine. That's all.
And they were all sold out?
Oh, no. Oh, no, they were there. $1.50. $1.50 for a pack of almonds. All right. So I pull out a dollar out of my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got it to take my dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I scrounge up two quarters out of my pocket, stick those in. The first one goes in. So now I got $1.25 in there.
Okay.
Second, put the other quarter in. Right in the change thing. Fuck. Right in the change thing. Back and forth. Back and forth. Wouldn't take my other quarter. Finally reached in my wallet. And there's a lot of, there's people now congregating around to watch the episode.
I can just imagine the scene. Yeah. They're waiting for the snap, aren't they?
And... then I reached in my pocket. I actually had another dollar.
Okay.
Left over from the strip club. And I went.
You come back from there with change?
That was a joke, by the way. Not on the strip club. Regularly. So now I take the other dollar out. Now I got $2.25 in it. 4 or 5 attempts to put the dollar bill to go in. Finally got the dollar bill to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got $2.25 in it. I hit the button. Spins. Sticks.
Oh. Motherfucker. That's when you rock that fucker.
All I want is a pack of fucking almonds. It sticks right up on top. Everybody is dying laughing in the kitchen.
I'm
it's
sure.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, he's gonna punch the fucking thing. I reached up and grabbed the whole thing and went, pulled it forward about a foot and a half, pushed it back a foot and a half, and rocked the hell out of it. And it finally fell down. Got my 75-cent chains and went back to my office. All I wanted was a fucking pack of almonds.
Yeah, I had something similar today with a Diet Coke. Mine has a card reader, so I don't have to worry about the change. And it actually does the Apple Pay on it. So I don't even bother with my card. I just take my phone and scan it, and it beeps, and I push the button, and this time the Coke didn't come out.
What came out instead?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing?
Not a goddamn thing.
It took you money and got nothing?
Took my money. Yep.
I hate it when I scrounge up money to go get a snack and you mash the damn wrong button.
Oh, that's bad too. Especially when you try.
I wanted the almonds and instead I get the pack of crackers.
Or the trail mix.
The trail mix.
So you get like four cashews in there, some peanuts, and then
raisins. If I wanted raisins, I would have bought the fucking raisins. I don't want the raisins. I want the almonds. Yeah, so I've done that before. And you go around everybody, bum a nickel, bum a quarter, finally get enough to go get your stuff, and then you mash the wrong damn button when you get there.
Yeah, that sucks.
So back to my original question, your original question. I have no promos.
Okay. Well, mine, as usual, I am going to be at the Trivia Factory on Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Brass Tap in Naples. And on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 p.m., I host the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. Both of those are free to play, and you can win food and drinks.
All righty. Fantastic. That's good, Joel. I had something better to say there, and then I got a text, and I just completely lost it. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt to pay more attention for the rest of the show.
I'll believe that when I hear it.
Story numero uno. That is number one for our English-speaking fans. Florida man on his...
You mixed it up a little bit. I like that.
I didn't mean to, but I got it backwards. Florida man on his lunch break finds a two-foot-long green surprise in his toilet.
I've been there, too.
Not 2 foot. You need to have something checked out.
Well, it was after camping.
No, you need to go see a doctor. On Thursday, a Fort Lauderdale man came home for lunch and went to the bathroom to find a 24-inch long bright green iguana staring back at him. Iguanas are a common sight across South Florida. They walk across busy streets. Really? That's the reporting?
This is the reporting, yes.
It's a common sight. They walk across busy streets. They hide under cars. They sun themselves near canals and lakes.
That I've seen.
Toilet, you know what, for comedy's sake, we're going to continue for the rest of this to rename the word toilet shitter.
Okay, go for it.
But a shitter doesn't fall under the category of normal habitat.
Not for anything, except maybe some bacteria.
I did see something. Was it, where was it? Was it, Walking Dead that there was somebody in a porta potty one time? Some zombie show, there was a zombie in the shitter, in the porta potty.
No, I must have missed that episode.
I may have just made that up. But it could have happened.
Yeah. Was it down in the hole?
Yeah, it was in the shitter, in the porta potty, in the shit, in the stuff.
That is gross. That was actually.
You know, I don't know how much actors get paid, but, you know, that's. I would have a rider about that.
You got to hope that's chocolate pudding.
I know.
I mean, if they put me in a big plastic tub full of chocolate pudding.
Oh, I'd do that.
Yeah. Just pretending.
But just
don't go grab
a shitter off a porta potty shitter off the street and say, here, get your ass in it.
No. That was actually.
Number one, I wouldn't fit.
There was, I think it was a Stephen King story, part of a Stephen King story. That was one of the scenes is some guy was in a shitter and his rival in the story pushed it over with a forklift and held it down. So he had to basically crawl through the bottom of it to get out. And he had to pull the rivets out too to get the to tear the bottom off.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Quote, he came home for lunch, freaked out and didn't know what to do, unquote, said a battalion chief Stephen Gollin. The fire department shared the incident on social media. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine lifting the shitter seat and finding this? The department said.
I'm going to say no. Although they did have a picture of it, too. It was that sucker was a big iguana.
The first man called the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission and was told it doesn't respond to that type of call, so he called 911.
I wouldn't think to call FWC first. I would have called 911 first.
I would have just shot the fucker. We are...
Yeah, that is going to blow up your toilet if it glances off or you
like
missed.
Like I hadn't blown it up before. We are the end-all, be-all, Garland said when it comes to, quote, unique calls. The crew on Engine 13, which serves parts on the beach, responded. Firefighter Jeff... Why can't these be names? Smith, Jones.
Firefighter Jeff.
Firefighter Jeff put on a sterile glove and reached in.
Dun, 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 dun. He's pulling a iguana out, and he's worried about...
Yeah.
Sterilization.
Well, you might need something a little thicker net.
Yeah.
Because these things are nasty. Yeah. After fishing out the critter, he released it into the wild.
Well, it's just going to come back.
This isn't the first time a lizard had crawled into a shitter. Or the second. In July of 2017, a man took matters in his own hands and donned old ski gloves, a gas mask, and a bulletproof vest and removed the fucker itself.
Just in case the goddamn thing is packing.
Just in case this guy... Just in case it spits venom. A month before, Miami-Dade
Fire Godzilla, Rescue's I swear.
Venom 1 unit removed an iguana from a shitter in West Kendall.
That's more downtown, isn't it?
I don't. So, yeah, these things are nasty. We were down in the Keys fishing a couple months ago, last year. And there was one of these, this thing was 3 feet long or something, was hanging out in a tree. And we had all our fishing rods propped up next on a tree. And we were at a campsite staying at an RV park.
Mm-hmm.
Before we to go fishing, and we got up the next, and we saw it, and then we just kind of, you know, it this thing's huge,
yeah,
and
they don't give a shit.
Oh, he did give a shit.
Oh, he shit
all over our fucking fishing rods, all over, and I ain't talking turds, I'm talking rank ass stinky ruddy shit all over our fishing poles.
Yeah, they're
nasty.
They're king of their domain.
They're actually supposed to be. I mean, actually, and I may be wrong with this. Don't, so FWC don't come after me. But I do. It's they are invasive species.
Yes, they are.
So they are. They do not want you to. I don't know why they let this one go. Usually they kill them.
Hmm. Well, it's because they called the fire department and not FWC.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. I don't. I am not a fan of these damn iguana things. They're kind of cool to look at and see. Oh, that's great. Yeah, but no, they're nasty. Fucker shit all over my fishing pole. I had to go get the water hose and drag it over and hose everything off. Stunk. Just nasty.
Mm.
Nasty.
Well, I just looked it up, and yes, you are allowed to kill iguanas in Florida.
Good.
Because they're considered an invasive species, but it has to be done in a humane manner. No.
Good. I think a bullet to the brain is humane.
Yes. You're not allowed to dunk it in a
drown it
swimming
in a pool.
Yeah.
Shoot that motherfucker in the head.
Story number two. Florida man / Spider-Man mashup steals liquor and cigarettes. And this story was submitted by our listener Zach from Southern California. Thank you, Zach. A Florida man was arrested this week after robbing a liquor store using a Spider-Man mask as a disguise, police said. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office said a man was spotted forcing his way into a Winn-Dixie Wine and Spirits store in Castleberry, Florida, on January 2nd. Deputies said the suspicious Spider-Man got away with nearly $150 in liquor and $420 in Newport cigarettes, but not before the superhero gave his secret identity away to the cops. $420 worth of Newports. That's what, like 7 or 8 packs?
I don't know.
There's a line in the Spider-Man theme song. He, quote, catches thieves just like flies. In this commercial burglary video, you'll see Spider-Man himself is the thief who managed to get himself caught by appearing on surveillance video unmasked, the sheriff's office wrote in a Facebook post.
Come on, do these people not watch the movies, the Marvel movies? That, I mean, you don't take, even Mr. Incredible, and they don't take their mask off.
No. Well, this guy, speaking of the Marvel movies, so in the first Spider-Man movie, when he first got his spider powers, you know what he did? He went and tried to wrestle for
I remember that. Yeah.
And he was just like wearing blue jeans and a red t-shirt.
Correct.
That's basically what this guy looked like. Blue jeans, a red t-shirt, and a Spider-Man mask.
Fantastic.
Edward Wilburn, age 44, was arrested after deputies viewed surveillance video and saw Wilburn tried to force his way into the store while still not wearing a mask. To me, it was just a matter of absolute surprise that he would walk up to the door first, try to break in, and then it starts clicking in his head that, oh, I might get recognized if I do this without a mask on, Deputy Bruce Milne said. The suspect went to a nearby secondhand store where video showed him digging through donated clothing to find something to cover his face. When he discovered the Spider-Man mask, he returned to the store and broke in.
So he didn't even bring it with him.
No, he just, that, it was just.
He got in the middle of it. Oh, yeah, this ain't going to work.
I better go find a t-shirt or something I can put in my head. Oh, look at this. It was meant to be.
It was either that or the great quote from the movie Raising Arizona. Boy, you got a pair of panties on your head.
Police said Wilburn is well known to the local law enforcement and has a long rap sheet dating back to 1991. In fact, at the time of the incident, Wilburn was out on bond for another crime, Milne said. Wilburn was planning to exchange the $150 in liquor and $420 in Newport cigarettes for drugs, police added. Aren't they already drugs?
What?
Cigarettes and liquor?
No.
Technically, they're drugs.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
I said to her, son, you got a panty on your head.
Yep. Yeah. Not.
Son, you got a panty on your head. Son, you got a panty on your head.
How many times are you going to play that?
Until it stops. All right, you can get on with the story now.
All right, that was it. Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
all right.
He was just going to trade the money and or the liquor and cigarettes for drugs.
Okay. I need a drink.
This is time now for our semi-regular segment, Florida Man Throwing Food at Florida Woman.
Sweet.
So, yeah, we had another one of those this week. A 45-year-old Florida man is accused of throwing a bowl of pancake batter at a woman who was making dinner. The arrest report says Dwayne Zimmerman was drunk on Friday night, go figure, when he went onto the porch of a home where the woman was making pancakes.
Just showed up.
I guess. The woman told Hernando County Sheriff's deputies that Zimmerman insulted her and then threw a cooking pan before picking up the bowl of batter and tossing that at her. The bowl missed the woman, but was thrown with enough force to break it. Deputies said the woman had pancake batter in her hair and on her clothes. Zimmerman was arrested on a felony charge of battery.
What if they knew each other? Just random woman was making pancakes and he bust up in her house? So many details left.
Yeah, it didn't say whether they had a relationship of whatsoever, but
maybe she was hiding heroin. All right.
I just thought it was great that they charged him with battery.
Oh, I get it. Oh, battery. Batter. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I missed that.
That's good. That's good stuff right there, Joel. That's why you get the big contract and not me. Story number three. Florida woman threatened hair salon employees with a machete. Then it got worse. A Florida woman was arrested after deputies says she threatened people inside a Bonita Springs hair salon with a machete on Monday. Ooh, close to home.
Yeah, literally across the street from my neighborhood.
Tracy Denise George, how many names she got? Tracy Denise George Searleaf, 43, of Lehigh Acres, was displaying erratic behaviors inside the Jean Nicole Hair Salon in Bonita Springs on Monday, according to Lee County Sheriff's Office arrest report. Around 5:30 p.m., the report said the suspect became unhinged. Mm-hmm. She collected her things and went to the parking lot before returning a few minutes later and throwing herself angrily into the glass storefront, witnesses later told detectives.
How mad do you got to be to just throw yourself right into the window right in front of the store?
All I picture right now is, do you ever watch, what's his name? Will Smith's movie, I Am Legend?
No, I've never seen that one.
Oh, that's good. When the zombie people, and he just runs up and just runs in the plate glass window at the end trying to get to him. That's what I picture.
Oh.
Just run up there and bounce off. And it just keeps running into the window and butting it with his head.
That's similar good to yeah, what I would imagine for this.
George, yeah. Wait. Well, George Searleaf is...
That's her last name.
That's her last name.
Yeah, it's hyphenated.
Okay. Went to her car and returned with a machete, swinging in and in the air. People inside the salon called 911 as the suspect approached the business.
Now, some people in other states might have doubts about why people just keep a machete at random in your vehicle.
I have one.
So do I. 100% of people in this room keep a machete in their vehicle.
I got one.
So that.
The owner, locked in the salon, said he feared for his life as George Siffert got closer with the swinging machete. Within 7 or 8 feet of the door, the suspect changed directions and pointed her machete at the owner's truck with his two Labrador retrievers inside. Well, why were the dogs inside?
I don't know.
Implying she was going to hit it, according to the report. She turned towards another car as a deputy arrived at the scene and yelled at her to drop the weapon.
Nice that the cops got there in time.
After a few ignored commands, George Sirleaf let the machete drop to the ground and stepped away. The deputy took the machete into evidence and put George Sirleaf into handcuffs. While a detective was interviewing the victims, the suspect defecated in the patrol car. Yep, she shit in the car, folks.
Stay classy, Lehigh lady.
She dropped a deuce in the car. Fantastic. She was then taken to the Lee County Jail.
So, not just nurses, but police officers are trained to deal with that.
The two victims in the salon at the time said they feared for their lives and believed the suspect was going to carry out her threats of violence with the machete.
Well, you have to take her at her word.
She was charged with 2 counts of assault on a person of 65 years or older. Whoa, that's a charge?
Yep.
So you get more, is worse if you attack an old person?
Yes, it is.
I'll be damned.
We've covered that.
Ah, we have. That's right. Her trial is scheduled for April 15th. We need to go to that. We've never done that before. We should go cover that.
Since it's local.
She shit in the car.
She shit in the cop car, yep.
In the cop car. She didn't chew the seats.
Nope.
She didn't bang her head on the window.
Nope.
She dropped a deuce. She dropped a fucking deuce in the car. What is this world coming to? When you can't even go get your hair did without worrying about somebody with a machete.
But those two old ladies in the hair salon, they got a story they're going to tell for the rest of their lives now.
God damn. That's fucked up.
I saw her mugshot, too. She was apparently mad about her bad haircut.
Oh, was she? You know what I got to say about that?
Son, you got a panty on your head.
Do we need to get you like a soundboard?
That's what I got to say about that.
Now it's time once again for the Florida Men Regional Championships, which is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is. And this is a bracket style playoffs, very similar to the quote unquote March Madness that they do in basketball, since we're in that time of year now. We started with 16 teams divided into two regions, the rural and the urban region. And after today, we'll be down to the 4 remaining teams. And there's a link to the brackets in the show notes if you want to play along. And this week's match is our last match of the second round. And we've got number 2, Southwest Florida, versus number 3, Ocala Gainesville.
All right, I have 2 questions.
Okay.
First question is, we've really got 3. We got 4 more of these we can do.
No, 3.
Well, tonight will be the first of the, this will be this one.
Yeah.
Counting this one.
Counting this one, yeah, there'll be...
We got 4 more.
Yes.
So what are we going to do after that?
We'll figure something out. We got a month.
We got a month, huh?
Yeah. Half a month.
So maybe we can find... You know what we should do? I like the idea. It'd take a lot of audience participation.
Okay.
But the we should go like the worldwide dumbest people of the dumbest story from across the world. Everybody sends in their best local... AKA Florida Man story.
Okay.
And we rank them out.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, listeners, go ahead and find the dumbass.
Let them
in
find their dumbass in their area, and yep. Then we go through and find out.
There you go. First, do we want to do 16 or do we want to do 32?
64. We'll drag this.
I don't know if we got that many.
2022.
I don't know if we got that many listeners.
We got that many listeners. 16 or 8, it don't matter, whatever many we get.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, so first come, first serve. Please send us your local Florida man style stories.
And Florida counts.
All right, so.
Now, with the rules of that, let's say that it has to have happened in 2019. You can't go back to the 1800s.
Yeah,
with
no Lizzie
stories.
Borden shit.
Yeah, it's got to happen in 2019. Ours is pretty recent.
Yeah.
And stuff that we cover.
Current events.
So let's just say it has to happen in 2019.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
All right. So
that was my first question.
All right.
Second question. What is Southwest Florida? Is that us?
That's us. So Marco Island, Naples, Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Okay. Versus Ocala, Gainesville.
Yes.
Ocala, Gainesville. Okay. So let's backtrack. Pull up your bracket for a little minute, if you would, please.
Sure.
Now, how did Southwest Florida get here?
So Southwest Florida beat the Panhandle.
Okay. And how did Gainesville get here?
They beat Southern Central.
Pretty much both pretty much layups.
Yeah.
We'll call them that.
Yeah. You
know, in using basketball terminology.
Exactly.
This is the first real test.
Yes.
All right. Southwest Florida is our home.
Mm-hmm.
Our area, our neighborhood, I can't pull his name. What was the guy on the Today Show that said in our neck of the woods? Willard Scott.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Wilbur. That's not right. Willard. I think Willard lives. Doesn't he live out in Captiva?
He might. Is he still alive?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
He's the one that always that showed up. The pictures of the 100-year-old ladies,
up.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
He was the original Ronald McDonald.
No.
If I recall.
Where does Willard Scott live? Sanibel.
Sanibel Island, huh?
I was right. He sure does.
Willard Herman Scott Jr. is an American weather presenter, author, television personality, actor, clown, comedian, and radio personality, best known for his TV work on The Today Show, and as the creator and original portrayer of Ronald McDonald.
Son of a bitch. And he lives here?
And he lives here.
Why is he not on the show?
We need to get 85 years old. He's not that old.
Why is he not on the show?
We need to
call his agent.
Yes, absolutely. He is like...
That'd be like the best.
Absolutely.
These other podcasts and these knockoffs and these imitators, they wouldn't have Willard Scott.
No, absolutely not. I would say Willard Scott would be like a number two out of all famous Florida men. I would put him as number two, with number one, Sheriff Grady Judd.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to put that in the plus column for Southwest Florida.
Okay.
As the home of Willard Scott.
Okay.
Also our home.
Yes. That's a plus column as well.
So, also where we make our living and how we afford the tools and the toys to produce this broadcast.
Yes.
So, we're fairly competent to be able to debate the pros and cons of living in Southwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Pros, great fishing, great weather, great beaches, top beaches in the world.
Florida Gulf Coast University.
And then there's the downside.
Hmm.
Snowbirds. However... Snowbirds do add to the economy, and we would not have a lot of things in our local economy if it weren't for the snowbirds.
Very
so I'm torn on that. So I don't actually hate the snowbirds. I just hate the way they drive.
Yeah.
I don't hate the fact that they're here, or that they add to the economy, or that they contribute to the ecosystem of hereby Southwest Florida.
Yes. They make sure we have nice wide roads to drive on the
Correct.
Summer.
And they keep all of the ambulances in business. They keep all the hospitals in business. I mean, you got all that going for us. So,
restaurants cleared out by 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, So the great thing about it is that during that, and so our economy is built around
4 to 5 months out of the year.
4 to 5 months of the year, which leaves 6 to 7 months out of the year when they ain't here, and we got all that shit to play with.
Exactly.
So we have all of the great amenities of a bigger city with nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Gainesville.
And there's Gainesville, Ocala.
Now, Gainesville won because it was a lot of great music and rock, and it was pretty much a layup.
Yeah.
So I can't go away from the beaches of Naples, Captiva, Sanibel. I can't go against that.
No,
Gainesville.
When you
in our home.
Yeah, when you say I'm going on spring break.
You're not going to Gainesville?
You're not going to Gainesville.
Gainesville's coming here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nope. I'm going Florida.
Fort Myers Beach is full of...
Did I say I'm just going Florida? That's not what I meant, because this is all Florida.
Yeah, you meant
I'm
Southwest
going Southwest
Florida.
Florida.
Okay. I will concur because I could have moved anywhere in Florida when I came here from Michigan, and this is where I picked.
All right. So Southwest Florida wins. Number two seed beats the number three, Ocala Gainesville.
Yes. So next week we're going to have in the competition, and I made a executive decision that next week we're going to do two competitions. We're going to do the final quattro for our Spanish speaking.
Why are
listeners.
We doing why?
Because if we do the final two or the final four or the final quattro next week, so we have two remaining teams. That puts our final match, our championship, if you will, the day after the NCAA championship.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it'll be.
We haven't even started the tournament yet.
Yeah, but the final game is on the 8th, and then this would put our final thing to be released on the 9th.
That means we got to come up with something sooner.
Well, you already came up with it, so.
Yeah, but that means all the listeners have to participate, and then that's going to take a while.
Well, we've got great listeners. They'll have enough to us by then.
All right, Heather, get your damn stories out.
All right, so yeah, next week's final competition, or final quattro competition, not the final four, because that's trademarked. We have our last two teams in the urban division, number 5, Tampa Bay versus number 7, Daytona, and our top two in the rural division, which is number 1, the Keys, versus number 2, Southwest Florida.
Did you just type that in?
No, I had it pre-filled because I knew where we were going to go.
You motherfucker. You didn't even give us a chance to debate it. You put it on there before we even debated it?
I could have changed it if we went otherwise, but I kind of knew how we were going to. We kind of hinted at it.
Well, we can't have
week.
Nice shit, Joel. You jumped the gun. You ruined the drama for the listeners.
They can't read the notes.
What?
They don't see this.
Who sees this?
Just you and me.
Oh. Well, never mind then. Just go to the next damn story.
Story number 4. Florida men prank their dad with a billboard instead of a birthday card. Yes, 2 Florida men didn't send their father a birthday card this year. Instead, the Boynton Beach brothers bought a billboard, and now he's getting phone calls from all over the world. Wish my dad happy birthday. Love, your sons. The large billboard outside Atlantic City, New Jersey reads, with their dad's phone number attached.
Fantastic.
He's getting so many calls that even celebrities like Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa couldn't get through because his voicemail box was full. I called my brother and I asked him, why don't we put up a billboard outside of Atlantic City saying, wish my dad a happy birthday? And he loved it. He started dying laughing, Chris Ferry said. So that's what we did. The billboard went up last Thursday, and their father, also named Chris Ferry, has since received thousands of calls and texts for his 62nd birthday. Quote, I've received texts from all over the world, as far as the Philippines, Kenya, Luxembourg, unquote, the older Ferry said, from his home in New Jersey. It's been crazy. So crazy that Ferry had to get a new phone number.
You know, it was kind of cute the first couple hours, and yeah. Now it's not funny no more.
Yeah, the old number goes to a recorded message that says, thank you for calling to wish me a happy birthday. I really very much appreciate it. The brothers paid $2,000 for the billboard, but they never expected a worldwide reaction. Quote, we thought it was going to be a local joke. People would call, unquote, the younger Ferry said. I guess when we put it on social media, that's when it really started going crazy.
Sorry, Dad.
I just wanted to order a pizza, and every time I pick up the phone, somebody else from bumfuck Egypt is trying to call me, tell me happy birthday. I can't get mad, but I can't get my fucking pizza either.
Okay, this happened today. So this was on, and to finish that up today, we had kind of a shit day at work.
And it didn't just start with the almonds.
And now we're going with these telephone calls and these robocalls and stuff that are just crazy now.
Yeah.
We got my boss, my vice president, who's my direct boss, got this today.
Pray for you. Please press 1. If you would like to no longer hear from us, please press 3. Hello, this is the Hope and Prayer Center Ministry, calling today to see if you need urgent prayer. If you would like to have someone from our center pray for you, please press 1. If you would like to no longer hear from us, please press 3.
We had just finished this massive meeting, and we were trying to figure something out, and like, how are we going to make this work? And we can do this, we can do that. It was this whole big debate, and we're like, I don't know, dude. We can do this, but we know this is going to happen. All right, well, let's talk about it tomorrow. And then he gets this call. It's a call at the Hope and Prayer Center. From a robocall. No, not insurance, not healthcare. Not the prosthetic leg people that I get all the time.
I get that one. I'm getting that one now, too. Since you mentioned that, I get that one twice a day now.
Twice a day. Now we have robocalls from the Hope and Prayer Center.
Well, that's better than one I got last week, because last week I got the robot voice telling me that it's the FBI calling and they're investigating me for tax fraud.
Yeah, tax fraud. Yeah, I get that.
No, it was not the FBI. It was the CIA.
CIA? Yeah, there's CIA. A warrant for your arrest. Yeah, I get that one all the time.
Because the CIA, they investigate American citizens, right? No, the CIA is everything outside of the U.S.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So that's how I knew that one.
Yeah,
was
that, that's how it went today. Yeah, with these calls. I just heard, thought about it when he with these calls, and yeah, that's what. Yeah, not only I have the app on the phone that blocks a lot of it. I have to, and I block them when they.
Yep.
So it is. Yeah, it's I get the tax evasion,
mm-hmm.
prosthetic legs.
Yep.
Insurance, car insurance, warranties expired.
Warranty on the car, I get that one too.
Healthcare. Those are my favorite. But the, not as much as nearly there's arrest from a warrant for tax evasion.
Yeah, that's the, from what I hear, like AT&T and Verizon and Sprint are all working on a system, so it's going to block most of those, and that's going to go into effect later this year.
Yeah, and it's my I have the app, and it's it blocks a lot of them.
No, but I mean it'll block it at the source, so they won't be able to spoof those numbers anymore.
All right, folks, that's the show for this week. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our favorite podcast app using the links in the show notes or by searching Florida Man or the FloridaManPodcast.com.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
If you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman. Or you can buy us something from our Amazon wish. We have it. Wait, what? Or you can buy us something from our Amazon wish list. We have a wish list?
Yeah, we do.
Since when?
Since I got the bright idea to do that this weekend.
When were you going to share this with the co-host?
I put it in on your thing to read, so I figured you'd know about it.
What did you put on the list?
Soundproofing equipment and, really cool. There is a motorized unicycle. I put in for two of those.
Two motorized unicycles.
Yeah.
What the? Joe.
Because they're awesome.
Your wife is going to kick your ass sideways if you get a motorized unicycle.
Well, if we only get one, we'll have to share it.
It doesn't matter.
And I don't have a garage right now, so we'll have to
keep it
at your house.
But the mail's in your name, so it's going to come to your place. You set it up.
Yeah, true.
And you're going to be the first one to try it.
Yeah.
You're going to get your ass kicked. Your wife is going to kick your ass sideways.
I don't know. It's self-balancing.
That's called a Segway, not a unicycle.
No, it's a motorcycle, but it's only got one tire, and it like keeps itself upright. It's a fucking awesome. You should go on our Amazon wish list.
What's it under?
Just search for Florida Men.
All right. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Men. Did you fix the damn t-shirt issue?
Yeah. We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are the Hidden Staircase Podcast, who we got some stickers from this week, Koneth, who sent us that voicemail earlier, Travis. Oh, Travis is going to be here to record next week.
He's coming here?
Yeah.
In this house?
Unless you want to record somewhere else.
All right. I'll come. All right.
Is it maybe it's not next week. Maybe it's the week after.
Well, could you let me know, Joel, so I can set up another mic?
Yeah. That's why I'm
apparently, we need to work on our communication here.
I'm communicating.
Communicating
did I
not
just tell you?
Putting in the fucking show notes. How about a text beforehand?
Well, it wasn't today. You got a week's notice at least. A week or two. I got to check my schedule.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, Roxanne, Heather, Katie, Jessica, and Erica are our other Patreons.
Wait, who are they?
Roxanne, Katie, Woo-hoo. Jessica.
Sorry, I missed that before.
And Erica and Heather. I read them in a different order just to fuck with you.
Aye, son of a bitch. Sorry, Heather, I tried. This program is provided for informational use only. Do you know how hard it is to say that after two large glasses of very heavy Tito's?
This program is provided for informational use only.
No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
You want to reread that one?
No, I'm good with it.
All right. Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man and Tracy.
You fucking whore. You can kiss my ass. You're asking for clown retribution.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. I ain't scared of that bitch. I ain't scared. Ask anybody. Just ask them. If they were here, I'd ask them right now. But they ain't.
Why is your voice so much higher than
you? I don't know, Joel.
what the hell you're talking about.
It could be the EQ on the mixer over here. That's probably why it sounded
way. You had to adjust it for the rain.
I had to adjust it for that.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
Florida man, Florida man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He